Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Allowing the use of charter schools in Alabama will be a priority of the upcoming legislative session. Governor Robert Bentley and the leaders of the House and Senate included charter schools among the education reforms they'd like to pass, especially in underserved areas of the state. Alabama School Superintendent Dr. Tommy Bice says he wants to meet with legislators on which areas would most benefit from charter schools.
We need to start really looking at areas of need and make sure that anything that we want to implement is based on need, not just based on what we think might work. So again, I would look forward to working with them to look at where they think that need may be. We have the data to support that, so we'd be interested in seeing what that actually means, because low-achieving, underperforming schools is a very broad concept. Until you put numbers with that that can show data to support that, we're still really talking in generalities.
Among other education agenda items, a $300 tax credit for teachers to purchase classroom supplies, a measure to give schools more flexibility in using innovative strategies that are currently restricted, and the inclusion of student achievement data in teacher evaluations. Alabama Gulf Coast officials say a string of concerts, social media, and a grant from oil giant BP have turned things around for the community. The April 2010 oil spill crippled tourism to the 32 miles of white sand beaches. Gulf Shores Convention and Visitor Center Bureau Chief Executive Officer Herb Malone says the area has bounced back.
Through some great teamwork, both locally with the state, some help from BP, and all the things together, We've set a new record, as you see, significantly better. And so we feel very good about that position. My recent poll of our lodging people for 2012 said we're running ahead right now with our snowbirds that's in town, and those that are yet to come in February. We're running ahead on reservations for spring and ahead on reservations for summer. So we're feeling really good about our position today.
Malone adds that lodging increased 17.5% over the pre-spill numbers. In other news, Montgomery firefighters extinguished a blaze at an apartment building yesterday. They were called to the two-story abandoned structure just before noon. It took about 25 minutes to gain control of the fire, according to a district fire chief. There was heavy fire damage to the building at the corner of Linwood Drive and Wesley Drive. More than 40 firefighters responded to the scene. No word of any injuries or what may have sparked the flames. Roy Johnson kept getting his $132,000 a year state pension after pleading guilty to taking bribes and kickbacks while serving as Alabama's community college chancellor. Republican State Senator Arthur Orr of Decatur says that's wrong. He will introduce legislation next month to stop the state-paid portion of a pension when a state employee or official is convicted of wrongdoing involving their public position. Orr says that would wipe out slightly more than half of the pension in most cases. It would not affect the portion of the pension resulting from the official's or employee's own contributions to the pension program. Orr's bill would apply to future convictions. He says applying it retroactively would create legal problems. Orr says he hopes the bill will make people think twice before giving in to public corruption. One of the world's largest manufacturers of brake pads plans to expand its Prattville plant and add 100 new jobs. Frosley announced Thursday it will invest $11 million in the plant to add new equipment. The Brazilian company will expand its production line in Prattville from brake disc to brake lining. The new employees will be added this year and next year. The company bought the Alabama plant in 2008 from Haldex Friction Products. The plant currently has 50 workers. Frosley products are found in on and off highway commercial vehicles, trucks, tractors, buses, dump trucks, and other specialty vehicles. The Arts Council of Montgomery and the River Region's CrossFit have teamed up for the first ever Gump Games. It's a fundraiser to benefit the Arts Council of Montgomery. The event will be held this Saturday and will feature a 5K run and two workout sessions from CrossFit. Registration begins at 7 a.m. The event will be held at the Armory Learning Arts Center. Montgomery plays host to the 2012 Miss Alabama USA and Miss Alabama Teen USA pageants this weekend. The teen competition takes place tonight at 8, and the Miss Alabama portion is set for tomorrow night at 7:30. The pageants are the official state preliminaries to the Miss USA and Miss Teen USA events. Contestants will compete in evening gown, swimwear, and interview rounds, vying for thousands of dollars in scholarships and prizes. Tickets are available at the host site, the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. And the Alabama State University Marching Band is playing for the Senior Bowl tomorrow in Mobile. Senior Bowl President Steve Hale says he expects the mighty Marching Hornets to exceed expectations with their halftime show. The 275-member unit will be making its Senior Bowl debut. Director James Oliver promises a very high-energy performance. The game is set for 3 p.m. in Mobile's Ladd Peebles Stadium. The NFL Network is televising the game. Today, enjoy clear and sunny skies with highs around 60 degrees. Tonight, clear, patchy fog after midnight, and your lows in the upper 30s. Saturday, sunny skies in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning with your highs in the lower 60s. Saturday night, mostly clear skies with your lows in the lower 30s. And on your Sunday, look for sunny skies and your highs around 60 degrees. Sunday night, clear and cool with your lows in the lower 30s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.